Now we're reading Vrindavan Mahimamrita about the beautiful glories of the Lata Mahima. Lata Mahima, the glories of the creepers of Brajadam. We heard about how the devas are worshipping them, and how there's shelter, and how the arms of the gopis are also like creepers. And now we're going to hear about how the creepers of Vrindavan are more fortunate than Lakshmi Devi herself. So generally, Lakshmi Devi is called the goddess of fortune. But in this point, we're finding out that the creepers are more fortunate than Lakshmi Devi. In fact, she's trying to get fortune from the creepers. But she's not willing to lie down and creep along the ground of Vrindavan to get the mercy of the gopis' lotus feet. So she sits in very straight, she's sitting very straight, and very beautiful Padmasana, meditating for thousands of years in Vailvan, Sri Lakshmivan, because she doesn't want to lie down on the ground in humble submission to the lotus feet of the gopis. She doesn't want to lie as a creeper or a lata at the feet of the gopis. And until we lie like a creeper and utter submission and complete surrender at the feet of the gopis, we will not get their mercy. We will not get their bhav, their blessings. So this beautiful verse is in the third chapter, verse 24. So we invite all of our students listening on the internet to please turn their books to chapter 3, verse 24. If you don't have a book, then, well, at least try to get one. They're on the folio. You can get it on the folio. It's already there. So this is page 83. Sri Radha Murli Dharati Madhura Sri Pani Padambuja Sparsho Jimbita Purna Harsha Jaladhav Vyatyanta Magnanantara Sobhagyam Rama Yapi Mrigyam Atulam Sampraptavatyo Mahabhaganam. It goes the other one. Mahabhaganam Shirasi Stita Vrattyo Nandanti Vrindavane. The creepers or latas of Vrindavan are grown by the sweet touch of the lotus hands and feet of Radha and Krishna. To be specific, it should be Radha Murli Dhara, Madhura Sri Pani Padambuja. The Madhura Sri Pani, Pani in Sanskrit means hand. Sarvato Pani Padam Tat Sarvato Kshicharomakam. We read that verse today in Bhagavad Gita. Everywhere are my hands and Sarvato Panipadanta. Everywhere are my legs and hands and feet. Sarvato Shir Sharomakam. Everywhere are my eyes and faces. Sarvato Shrutimal. Sarvatak Shrutimal Loke. You know, I'm everywhere in the world listening to everything. I hear everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I hear it all. So it's actually Radha Murli Dhara's Madhura Svipani. They're very beautiful and sweet hands are touching the flowers, Sparsha, Odrimbita, Purnaharsha. Those creepers are fully absorbed in the ocean of transcendental bliss. They are like the crest jewels among the most exalted personalities. And these creepers of Vrindavan have properly achieved the incomparable good fortune that is sought after by even Lakshmi herself. Mahabhagnan Shirasi Stita Vratatayo Nandanti Vrindavane. Ramayapi Mrigyam Sobhagyam Ramayapi Sobhagyam Ramayapi Mrigyam Atulam Sampraptavatya Mahabhaganam Shirasi Stita Vratayo. We have another translation we can see here. 324. By the touch of Radha Murli Dhara's charming lotus hands and feet, plunged in a flooding ocean of perfect transcendental bliss, situated in a peerless good fortune, even Goddess Lakshmi seeks, and standing at the head of all who are fortunate, the vines in Vrindavan rejoice. And that's a very roundabout way of saying the same thing. Many points are mentioned here. In Hansaduta by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, there is a message that Lita meets a swan on the banks of the Yamuna, or in the Yamuna itself. And there on the banks, and Radharani is about to drown herself in the Yamuna, as Krishna has gone to Mathura and she's feeling such intense separation. So Lita appeals to the swan to be a dut, become a duta, dut, messenger. Oh swan, you can fly very fast and very far, very far, very fast. So please carry our message and convey our feelings to Shyam, who has gone off to Mathura Dham. So in one statement she says, tell Shyam, when you meet him, tell Shyam about that tamal sapling that he planted by the banks of the Yamuna. That small sapling that he planted with his own hands and he watered. Well, now that sapling has grown into a big tree, that tamal tree. But if he doesn't come here and take care of it and glance at it or touch that tree with his lotus hands, then surely that tree will burn up in the fire of separation, turn to ashes within a few days. So they're trying to appeal to him in different ways that you should come back to Vrindavan, at least come back and take care of your trees. You don't want to take care of your mother or father or see us or, okay, we can understand that. But what about that tree you planted and you watered with your own hand? So it's literally a fact and also figuratively that Radha and Krishna, they nourish all the residents of Vrindavan by their touch, by their contact. And they literally touch the trees and leaves. When Krishna walks in the forest in Banvihar with Radharani, and he walks to Radharani, he says, so see, look, Radharani, see this beautiful Kadamba tree. And then Krishna takes the leaves, takes the twig and pulls it towards Radharani. See, wrapped around this Kadamba tree, these beautiful Madhavi Latas. Because Madhavi is told in Ujjal Nilamani, Madhavi Lata is a name for a particular type of lover. There's a particular type of lover, she's called Madhavi Lata. And the full definition escapes me right now. But a Madhavi Lata, of course, is actually a creeper with beautiful fragrant flowers that blossom in the nighttime. So in Radha and Krishna in Nikunja, at night, there's so much beautiful fragrance. They don't have to light any incense sticks, although they do sometimes. The mantris do. And they burn aloe and chandan and powder and so many things inside the kunja. But these flowers that are, these creepers, Madhavi Lata, that are wrapped around the Kadamba trees in the four corners of the kunja, Kili Kunja and Nibriti Nikunja, then they're emitting such intoxicating fragrances, very sweet and very penetrating and very enlivening to the deepest feelings of the heart. So these are the Madhavi Latas. And when Krishna sees that, touches that Kadamba tree and he says, see, look, see these Madhavi Latas. And then Krishna takes some of the Madhavi flowers. And he says, Radharani, and Krishna touches the flowers, and he touches the leaves of the trees. And they feel so enlivened that they become ecstatic with bliss, and they start to cry. The latas start to cry, and some drops of nectar appear in the latas flowers. And the trees start to cry, and honey flows from the nests, from the bees' nests hanging from the branches of the trees. The trees get so excited and stimulated by the touch of Krishna when he touches their leaves. Krishna sees a new leaf. It's called a leaf bud. And it's a leaf, when it's closed up, it's very bright green in color with a maroonish red tip. Very nice. And then Krishna, he touches those leaf buds. So then the leaves of the trees, there's leaf bud before it unfurls to a beautiful leaf. It's all curled up and it's all bound up, it's wrapped up. And then it's a kind of a bright green with a maroonish tip. And then Krishna takes those and he says, and he touches it with his hand and he shows the Radharani. He said, oh look, this leaf bud looks just like your leaf bud lips. Your leaf bud lips look so fresh and so moist, and they're this beautiful maroonish color, reminds me of your lips. So it's an udipan. An udipan to stimulate romantic feelings and to stir romantic feelings and eros in Radharani's heart. Krishna speaks in so many romantic and intimate ways. And so there again, he's touching the leaves, the leaf buds. And so it's the creepers of Vrindavan, they're grown by the sweet touch of lotus hands. So grown means that you expand. that you thrive, that you live, that you're literally planted and grown. Krishna and Radharani planted trees. Sometimes they would plant trees from a seedling and nourish it and water it and make it grow. And the other point is that it says that they're grown by the sweet touch. So as we contact Krishna, we also grow. The more the devotees, because we're creeper-like devotees, what are we called? We're called Bhakti Lata. We are Bhakti Latas, are we not? And Guru plants the seed of Seva, Krishna Seva Vasana, in the heart. He ignites that Seva. The seed of Prema is there, but has not sprouted, and he leaves. So the Guru's Shiksha, and the Guru's Kripa and Mantra and blessings, then the Bijam sprouts some leaves, becomes a seedling. And that's expressed as Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire to serve Krishna. So Prema can be static or kinetic. So the static prema means potential. So potential for prema is in every jiva. But the kinetic expression of that, the moving kinetic expression of prema never happens. Or millions of incarnations, or let's say millions of incarcerations or bodies until he meets Sri Guru. So then the Sri Guru Sparsha, then the Bhakti Lata begins to manifest and grow. So we're also a Bhakti Lata. So when we're grown by the sweet touch of Krishna. Krishna has to touch our lata, touch our leaves. So he touches our leaves by his mercy, by his blessings, by his encouragement, by his teachings, by his books, by his philosophy, by his devotees. The sweet touch of the Lord. Sweet notes from the Lord's devotees. Those creepers are fully absorbed in the ocean of transcendental bliss. They're like crest jewels among most exalted personalities. And they have properly achieved the incomparable good fortune of sought after even by Lakshmi herself. Atulam. Atulam. Atulam means no comparison. No? Atulam samprapt samprate mahabhagnan bhaga. These creepers have attained a great fortune. Samprapti. They've attained incomparable fortune. Ramayapi mrigyam. That's sobhagya that even Lakshmi can't approach it. They are like the crest jewels of the most exalted personalities. Vrata nindanti vrindavani. So this how exalted is a lowly, simple creeper in Vrindavan. So how do we respond to this? What is the adhyatmik vichara? We hear this exaltation, Brajalata Mahima, and we think about it, it registers in our consciousness, but then what is our response? How do we respond? What do we do? How do we feel? What do we say? We say, Swabhash. Swabhash. And we say, oh wow. Or something like that. But the response is, one response, there can be many responses, is that we appreciate how every particle of Vrindavan is greater stuff than we are. Is made of greater stuff than what we are. We are very insignificant jivas. We are not horripilating in bliss due to the sweet touch of Krishna. We are not fully absorbed in an ocean of transcendental bliss. The creepers are. So they seem like a few leaves, a few flowers, maybe no flowers, only leaves, only a humble, insignificant, innocent, soft creeper. But it's so far, far greater than we are. With all of our so-called prestige and dominance and prestige as a human being, it actually, we're nothing. We're nothing. The creepers, so we respond by reverence and respect and prayer. We see a creeper, we say, oh, creeper. Please bless me. Somehow, don't mind, but I want to touch you. I want to hold you to my forehead and beg you for mercy. When the pujari, after he does puja and he clears the flowers from the altar in the evening, then he considers that these flowers are so fortunate. They're tadiyanam samarchanam. They are equally as worshipable as the Lord. They are, in the West they call it sacred trash. Very terrible term, but nirmalya. Nirmalya. The remnants of the Lord, the flower garlands, a little bit of sweets or chandan or whatever. So there are the flower garlands. Other things are called mahaprasadam. The sweets and whatnot is called the Lord's mahaprasadam, but the garlands are usually garlands and outfits and things like that are called sacred trash. And they have a separate container for those, and they maybe burn those sometimes. In the city, they burn the old outfits into ashes and throw in some river secretly. So when the pujari removes those flowers, he touches them to his forehead and he says, "Oh, you're so fortunate. The Lord wore you around his body. Or he held you, or Radharani held you in her hand. Or the Lord caressed you to his feet. You sacred flower. Esha Ganda." You offer flowers dipped in chandan at the Lord's feet. Edam Pushpaganda. Like this. And then, so he touches them to his head and he's thinking, they're so fortunate. Please bless me, please bless me. That I can become so fortunate, that I can become tadiyanam, part of the Lord's entourage and part of the Lord's eternal servants, and be used by the Lord and connected by the Lord and intimately serving the Lord like you are. But I'm just so far, so distant. I offer you, my dear flower, my dear rose flower, offer you to the feet of the Lord. You sit there, but I can't offer myself. I can't sit on the feet of the Lord. Can you sit on the feet of the Lord? You go up on the altar and sit on the feet of the Lord? Not possible. Flower does. Can you go up and hold hands with Radharani all day? I doubt it. Chokidar will beat you. Throw you out. But the flower can hold hands with Radharani all day. Sit in Radharani's hand. That's Sobhagya Pushpa. Ati Sobhagya Pushpa, very, very fortunate flower. Oh, greater than I. They're so great that they're Atul Mahabhag. It's incomparable good fortune. Even Lakshmi Devi is seeking after such fortune. Now there's another verse to glorify the creepers of Vrindavan. This is the chapter 5, verse 21. This is about offering pranams to the creepers. I talked about offering prayers and touching them and begging for mercy. Namo nityam vrindavana taru latabhya karanaya karanti bhya sarvanapicha purushartan sakridapi vilokat sansparshat shravana katanach smaranato vibhanti bhya pare prakriti ras saratma mahasa pare prakriti ras saratma mahasa. I repeatedly offer my humble obeisances. This is pranams to the creepers. I repeatedly offer my humble obeisances unto the transcendental Vrindavan trees are situated beyond the three modes of material nature, and which mercifully award the objectives of life to those who touch them even once. And we're just speaking about this. Touching them and praying for mercy. Please bless me. To those who hear topics about them even once, and to those who even remember them even once. So now this is kind of the conclusion. In one sense, there's one more verse to conclude this topic of the glories of the creepers of Vrindavan. And here the author is stepping into the discussion, in the middle of our discussion, telling us now this is what we should do. This is the adhyatmik vichar. This is how it, this is the relevance. This is the response. This is what, hearing all these things, this is how we should respond. We should touch the creepers. We should hear topics about the creepers. We should remember the creepers. Offer obeisances, show respects to them. Namo nityam vrindavana taru latabhya karanaya. I'm assuming it means always, no, namo nityam, you should always, repeatedly, namo nityam. Nityam means forever. Namo nityam. Namo means obeisances. Namaha. Maha means ego. Na means no. Maha. Namaha. Na is two words. Nam, namo or namaha means maha. M-A-H means ego. So nama, when we say nama om Vishnu padaya, first we kill the ego. Then we can fall at the feet of Vishnu. First we destroy and annihilate and give up the ego. Namo, namaha. I told this before. So namo, first we give up our false ego. Then nityam, then we can eternally offer respects to the merciful creepers of Vrindavan. We should do it eternally, not only repeatedly. Let's see what this says here. I repeatedly bow down before Vrindavan's trees and vines, which are far beyond the influence of matter, and which mercifully grant all the goals of life to one who even once sees, touches, hears about or remembers them. So we hear about these latas, we see them, we touch them, or remembers them. So it involves our senses and our mind. Any contact we have with these creepers, with our mind or our senses, is beneficial. It is progressive and helpful to our bhakti. These trees and creepers of Vrindavan are transcendental, far beyond the influence of matter. And they mercifully grant all the goals of life to one who even once sees, touches, hears about, or remembers them. So we're all hearing about them on the internet or here in class together, or together in the net. So all goals of life will be fulfilled simply by hearing, touching, etc. The objectives of life. Apicha purushartan sakritapi. Sakrit means once. Savanapicha purushart. The purushart. All the purusharthas, all the desirable objectives of life. If you just touch them, some sankrit, some sparsha, shravana, hear about them. Some sparsha, shravana means shravana, hear about them. Shravana kata, smarantyo, remember them. This is a wonderful verse to glorify, to establish the position of the creepers and how we should respond to them. And what is the value and benefit of simply hearing about the creepers in Vrindavan, which we've been doing for 2 days. Hearing about the creepers in Vrindavan. That whatever we want in life, we'll get. Simply by this Lata Kata. Braja Lata Kata. Braja Mahima. Braja Lata Mahima Kata. Hearing about the glories of the creepers of Vrindavan. Because as I mentioned, we're building a triangle here. A foundation, and we're going to a point, to a final point, a prayojan. The final point is Gopi Bhav. The final point is Gopi Siddhadeha. The final point is Palyadasi Bhav and the Dasihood, or the Kinkari, the humble seva of Radharani and Krishna. This is the final point, the top of the pyramid. But to get there, then we have to set the foundation and build the walls of the pyramid to get to the final top point. And that is understanding all the members of the cast, all the players in the play, all the players in the drama of the Leela, the Madhurya drama. Madhurya sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. What role do the latas play? What role does the grass play? What role do the pebbles and stones in Braja Raj play? And then gradually we'll go up. So we're hearing the glories one by one. So we hear the glories. When you hear the glories, then you develop your, increase your appreciation. When you hear the glories of anything or someone, then you increase your understanding, increase your knowledge, increase your appreciation, increase your gratitude, and change your consciousness and change your actions. So we hear Nam Mahima. We read verses about the glories of the Holy Name. What power, what impact, what effect, what is the meaning? Then, oh, I never knew like that. I never understood the Holy Name was that. I thought it was just name of God. No, it's Rasa Vigra, it's Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. It's completely pure, it's liberation, so many things. Acha. Hmm. Oh, wow. So, in this way, we'll have different responses. And then we'll increase our understanding, and increase our appreciation, and increase our awareness and consciousness of the Holy Name. Then it will increase our, improve our chanting, and increase the quality and quantity of our chanting when we know what we're doing. You know the glories of it, the Mahima, Na Mahima. So we know what is Vrindavan. Vrajavas. We want to live in Vrindavan. What are the glories of Vrindavan? Well, the glories of Vrindavan are the glories of the creepers. The glories of Vrindavan are the glories of the dust and the Vrajaraj. And the glories of Vrindavan are the glories of the leaves of the trees. And of course, the ultimate glory of Vrindavan and the ultimate glories of Vrindavan, what makes Vrindavan so glorious, is Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna and Madhurya Bhagavati Radha. Bhagavati and Bhagavan. Madhurya Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Madhurya Bhagavati Radha. They are the ultimate glories of Vrindavan. They are what makes Vrindavan Madhurya Dham. It's called Madhurya Dham Vrindavan because of Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna and who is enjoying Madhurya love with Radha, the sweet conjugal love with Radha and Parakiya Bhava. This is what makes it Madhurya Vrindavan, Madhurya Dham Vrindavan.